Leilunish must have Kleinimus Kamish bin Rabili Malach. Demai, Perig Zion Mishnah Aleph, has Mazmin es Chaverish Echelatzlo. If an Amma Aretz invites his friend over that doesn't trust the Amma Aretz that he should eat by him, and his friend, in order not to embarrass him or make him feel bad because of Darkei Shalom, so he accepts and he knows that he's going to go there on Shabbos. V'hu eno maminu ala Maestros, and he doesn't trust him regarding Maestros. Omer me Erev Shabbos, so he should say on Erev Shabbos, we're talking about the person that does take off Chumas and Maestros, the guest. Mashani osid lahafrish machar. So he sets himself up Erev Shabbos and he says, what I'm going to take off tomorrow, harehu meiser. So basically, one is now to be mafrish Chumas and Maestros on Shabbos. And even more than that, you can't be mafrish Chumas and Maestros on someone else. However, the Rambam says that even though it's not in your Rishus, by Demai, they're Makel. So here we're dealing with Demai, not Vadai Tevel. So you can do this on Demai, when one is eating by an Amma Aretz. And you do it on Erev Shabbos. So basically, you're really being mafresh on Erev Shabbos. You didn't physically take it off. You're just being mafresh on Erev Shabbos with your words and your mind. So the first thing you said is that which he's going to, Mashani also lahafresh machar, that which he's going to be mafresh tomorrow, harehu meiser. So similarly, we have in the previous perek, where the first thing one had to do was to designate Meiser in order to take off Trumas Meisers. Because like we said, the Amma Aretz is not choshed on Truma, just on Trumas Meiser. So first, he sets it into two stages. There's that little part that's going to be Trumas Meiser, Ushar HaMeiser Somachlo. And then the next area that's next to it, the 9/10 of this area of Meiseris, so that's also going to be Meiser. So he basically set up 10% in his mind, 10% of the food will be Meiser, and 1%, 1 out of that 10, is also Meiser, but he's separating it that it should be Chumas Meiser. Zesh Asisi Meiser, that first, that little sliver, that 1%, also Chumas Meiser Olav, I'm going to now make that Chumas Meiser, and now the rest, the 9/10 will stay Meiser, but it doesn't matter, you're allowed to eat Meisers, like we said earlier. U'Meiser Sheni B'Tzfono U'Bedromo U'Mechul Alamos. And Meister Sheni is going to be either the north or the south. And I'm going to eat that too, but I'm going to be Michal on money. So the Rav says that the next day that's what's going to happen is that he's only going to physically have to be Mafrish, Trumas Meiser, and then he can eat and drink the rest. Because Meister Sheni was Michal, it was going to be Michal on the Maus. And Trumas Meiser, he's going to just take off. Even though he already made it Trumas Meiser, he's going to take it off of the bread or the food, whatever, tomorrow. Now, what's happening here also is that the Baal Bais was an Amma Aretz, so he's saying that he took off Meisers. So how does this guy have a right? This is brought down the Yerushalmi. Reb Kiva Eger brings this on the Mishnayos. How does this guy, this guest, have a right to just take food and destroy Trumas Meiser? He doesn't eat the Trumas Meiser. Because the Yerushalmi asks, isn't this Gezel? The guy invited him to eat. He didn't come to invite him for him to take off things and throw them away. And he's creating crumbs out of it. That's what he does. He just puts he makes it into crumbs and puts it on the side that nobody should eat it. So the way the Yerushalmi answers, the way the Rush understands is that since the Baal Bais invited him, the Baal Bais has pleasure the fact that he just comes. And it doesn't bother the Baal Bais. Even if he's going to make crumbs, take one of the pieces and destroy them by making them into crumbs, he doesn't care about that because he has enough satisfaction that this guy is coming and being his guest.